But the vegetables in a steakhouse, they don't come with the steak. They're a la carte, like leg room on Southwest. And they're not even called vegetables. They're called side dishes. Because what they do to vegetables in steakhouses, they're no longer vegetables.
You can get our spinach that we cooked in ice cream. There's also our house specialty, which is a baked potato stuffed with 20 sticks of butter. If you're on a diet, we can do it with 19 sticks.
But I love a steak. When I die, I want to be buried in a steakhouse. Well, not buried, just my casket on display. And you know, people in steakhouses, they wouldn't even care. They'd be like, what's the deal with the casket?
That was a comedian. His one wish, yeah, I'll have a ribeye. Coming right up, Mrs. Gaffigan.
WRJN, Rick Keller's here. We're talking about the Royal Family Kids Camp, and it takes place in June, right? And
that is correct.
In Lake Geneva, and this is, I was talking to Rick during the break there and telling him about all these things I've seen this past week that are just unbelievable. I know a lot of people have seen the 2020 episode about Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand, the child abuse that took place, and now her kids, Ruby Frankie's kids, are in foster care. Because they can't ever get the versus you went to prison for 30 years, but they can't. These kids have to be reprogrammed into normal kids again, and it's not going to come fast because they live through years and years of physical abuse that a human. You'd have to go to a Nazi prison camp to find worse. I mean, that's how bad it is. So I can imagine that. And then we talked about what went on at the Nickelodeon Channel. There's a series there called Quiet on the Set where just these children are just abused and they don't say anything because they're told not to or your career will go down the tubes. And they're afraid of that. But, you know, one time somebody spoke up and that was the end of that. But this is going on at Nickelodeon, which is a big channel. Warner Brothers owns them. And anyway, so these kids are foster kids and you decided, your wife's name is Susan?
Mm-hmm.
Susan.
Yeah.
Susan and Rick decided they're, you know, get these kids out of the house for 1 week a year. No cares, no worries. You don't have to think about it, no stress, nothing. All you do is just have to have fun.
That's what we do with the kids. It's actually an international organization that started back in the 80s, and we jumped on the bandwagon in about 23 years ago in Racine. And so that's how long our camp has been going on. One of the kids I'd like to tell you a little bit about, these kids, as you say, they have a backstory, and it includes abuse and neglect and abandonment and, you know, from their own biological families. And it's so severe that, you know, human services or the police have to get involved, obviously. And But even when they're taken out of their homes, it's the only homes that they've ever known. It's very disruptive to them. They probably think
this is normal life.
It is normal life for them. They don't
know what it's like to be a normal kid. They think, oh, everybody's beaten at school. Oh, everybody's handcuffed at school. Everybody's verbally abused at school. They don't know.
Yeah, it's they're enculturated into it. And until somebody from the outside says, hey, something's not right here, and steps in to help them, then that's when we as law enforcement get involved and human services. But then for Royal Family, we take these kids. We have one counselor for every two campers to provide the children with, to meet the needs that their hearts desire. And it provides a catalyst for rebuilding trust for these kids. One story about our campers who trusted his counselor enough to share some of the deep hurts that he was experiencing. And I'm going to share this from the counselor's perspective. 7-year-old Austin was having trouble sleeping at night, so he started talking to me. I learned that Austin's mom died of a drug overdose just 7 months earlier. Then, for the next 5 months, Austin and his sister lived with their dad, even out of his car in Racine, until his dad abandoned them. At this point, Austin looked up at me, and I noticed tears. I was struggling to hold back tears, and he asked me if my eyes were watering, and I told him it's because I could feel his pain. And he said, "Did your daddy abandon you?" And I had to tell him, "Yes, my daddy abandoned me when I was 5 years old." Needless to say, I could relate to Austin's pain and unanswered questions from his father's abandonment. That night at Royal Family Kids Camp, 7-year-old Austin went on to share how he had felt that he had the hardest life of any kid and how much he was hurting. I could hear the confusion and pain in his voice. I let him know that good could still come into this world for him, even though he was still hurting. He didn't want to believe that his life could ever be better, but he mentioned that he did like camp. And I shared that sometimes good things do come out of bad places. And like, you know, right now he's at camp, so he can have some enjoyment. Austin expressed his fears for his father. "Well, what's dad going to eat? What's he going to do? I'm afraid for him. He doesn't have any money." I shared that God could take care of his dad, just like God brought him to camp to be with people to help him and his sister. This started to bring hope and peace to Austin, and we prayed for God that dad would, that he would intervene and dad would be good. At that point, I had to walk away and go to the restroom and cry. I prayed that God would make things right in this boy's life. When I came out, Austin was still awake, and he said, "The camp song is stuck in my head. The one that says, 'My God is so big and so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.'" Austin was starting to believe things would be okay. Morning came and Austin shot out of bed and said, "It's morning already? I felt like I slept for only 5 minutes." That night, peace finally entered Austin's little heart and overcame the fear that had entered the night that he was abandoned.
You know, and I can't relate to this because I've told you many times I came from the Leave It to Beaver household where everything was just perfect. I mean, nobody was ever abused. Nobody was ever hit. There was a threat of being hit if we screwed up. We never knew when my father was going to crack, so we just stayed on the straight and narrow, but never hit us. Mm-hmm. I mean, never. My mother was never hit us. We just weren't that. They weren't those kind of parents. So I can't relate to having parents on drugs, mothers in prostitution, families that are gambling their entire life savings away. You know, I can't relate to that, but I've seen it. I was telling you off the air about that Ruby Frankie story and this guy who, the little kid abused, comes up to his door, rings his doorbell and says, "Can you take me to the police station?" And the guy started crying, looking at this kid. He's just talking to the police and crying his eyes out. When he was looking at this little kid, he was a well-behaved, sitting there, not excitable, just sitting there with his, you know, his bleeding and with his duct tape all over his arms and legs. And how do you treat another, forget kids, how do you treat another human like mm-hmm. that? I mean, it's just horrible. But for 1 week out of the year, all your troubles go away. I think I need that. I think I need 1 week out of the year where I don't think about anything.
Yeah, that's good if you can do that.
Why don't you and Susan start a camp for stressed out people in Lake Geneva. Once a year, all the stressed out adults go there. Well, and we can sit there and just relax for a week. That's what I need. No radio for 1 week of my life. Nothing to think about. Now, here's how you can help. The Royal Family Kids Camp. We have four tickets. Rick's got four tickets to see the Bucks and Celtics on April 9th at Five Serve Forum. This is the VIP treatment you get. Go to the special BMO entrance where they treat you like a VIP, I guess. You get free parking, get $10 on your Bucks app for each ticket, and you get to sit row two. I have the row two here somewhere. It's in the...
row two, 1 through 4.
Yeah, that's section 116. And I'm told, I'm looking at the 116 on here. I am told, wait a second, wow, you are really, oh, there's a star. I'm looking for the number. There's a star right there. You know what's, you know where that seat is? When they take a shot and it bounces off the backboard, that's where you get hit with the basketball.
Yeah, if you go online and you look up the location of the seat, you can you can see that the comments in there are said you can hear the coaches as they're explaining what plays they're going to be running with the players. I mean, you're that close that you're hearing the counsel.
And I want you to bid on these tickets. Got to bid at least $1,200, over $1,200. $1,200 won't get you the tickets, over $1,200. Go to WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks. And what you do is put your name, email address, and your bid, and we'll contact you. Somebody will contact you today because today's the day, last
this
day.
This is it?
This is it, folks. So if you want those four tickets and you want to help these kids, this is the way to do it because... You don't, you know, there's no magic money coming in to run these camps. The money is like from here, from you. So if you want to help out, this is the time to do it. Go to WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks. And it's the Royal Family Kids Camp. Four tickets to see the Bucks and Celtics play each other at Five Serve Forum. And people are going to be saying, who are those people down there? They look like they're, wow, they must be important. They're sitting in row two. They can... They're wiping the sweat off their head. They're getting hit with the sweat from the players. Wow. That's great to be down there. Wait a second. Wait, is that Leonardo DiCaprio sitting next to them? Wait a second. I think, I'm not sure, but I think Nicolas Cage is sitting next to them as well. Whoa, look at that. All right. Anyway, you never know who's going to sit next to you. So hold on. We're talking to Rick Taylor more about the Royal Family Kids Camp. And I forgot to do it, but I promise you, right in the spring, coming up right after the break here at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Sunshine today on this Good Friday with a high near 43. Some showers tonight. Cloudy, slight chance of showers tomorrow for the egg extravaganza going on at the Racine Zoo. It's 7:19. Spring here at WRJN, our text to win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blenders, patio furniture. We have a keyword for you. And this is my last day I'm allowed to do this. But I always wanted to do it like the TV show Password. The keyword is warm. The keyword is warm. And then Alan Ludden would hand out the passwords to people. Download the Civic Media app right now in Apple or Google stores. Find your station. Use the text button to send the keyword warm for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the keyword is warm. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app Use that text button to send the keyword warm right now. You have until the end of the hour, so good luck at that, okay? Then if you say, well, I can't do it now, you can do it at 10 o'clock this morning, 1 o'clock this afternoon, or 3 o'clock this afternoon also. It'll be a different keyword every time, though. Rick, I'm not going to tell you what the keywords are for this afternoon, so don't be looking over my papers, trying to sneak a look at the keywords. Okay, so do it right now. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN and type in the keyword warm. That's the only keyword for WRJN. Warm, warm, warm. And do that right now, and you'll be in the running for that overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. They're giving a whole bunch of them away, plus the patio furniture, the blenders, the love seats, a whole bunch of good stuff. And a bicycle, too. And I need a bicycle. My wife has a bicycle. I should probably get one, too. Maybe I'll enter the contest under a different name. Anyway, so one more time. Download the Civic Media app. And look for WRJN, and the keyword is warm. Look for that, okay? And while you have your computer out, go to WRJN.com/bucks and bid on those four tickets for the Royal Family Kids Camp. And got a bid of over $1,200 at least. Four tickets to the Bucks Celtics game, which is April 9th at 5 Serve Forum. You'll enter the BMO VIP entrance, and you'll sit in Section 116, the Jockey Club, Row 2, seats 1 through 4. You get a free parking pass at the 5th Street Parking Garage. And they download 10 bucks on your Bucks app for each ticket. So you get 40 bucks. What a great way to spend a night.
Yeah.
And you leave knowing you help kids. I mean, again, a lot of people can't relate to this. And I understand. It's tough to relate to abuse if you never had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. I don't know about your family, but you don't look like the type of person that suffered a lot of abuse. But you know, I have talked to friends. Oh, yeah, my parents used to drag me by the hair across the floor. Really? You know, in my neighborhood where I grew up, nobody was abused. They would have talked about it. I think they would have talked about it. But there are families. And you know what? It's sad when you have a mother, a single mother, and she's, you know, some of these kids might have prostitute mothers. And you can't falter. You need money. And if you don't have a skill, you can't get a job. I mean, you got to eat.
Right.
And it's sad that women have to go into prostitution to do it. But, you know, you're up against the wall. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And some of these kids, it's not that the parents were abusive. It's that sometimes their parents die at a young age.
Yes.
Or, you know, so
or sick, you know.
Exactly. So we had one kid this year. We call him Arthur. His mom died when he was 5.5 months old, but his dad was in prison at the time, so nobody found him for several days. And so when social services found him, he was immediately put in a very, very good foster care home, and Katie became his long-term foster mom. But you know, at the age of 7, he comes to camp because, you know, even though he didn't have abuse, he was still separated from his mother. And he became attached to his counselor, who is an Army sergeant out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He comes up here from Kentucky to counsel with these kids. And, you know, you see these kids marching through camp like they're in boot camp and having a good time. And this year, or just in 2023, father was released from prison. He was in there for drunk driving. And so father was visiting his child on the weekends to get reacclimated, when all of a sudden Arthur came down and said, "Hey, Grandpa, Mom is gray." Well, now his foster mom, who had been with since he was a baby and anticipated living the rest of his childhood life with, keeled over with a heart problem. So she was gone. And so now he's got to live with his dad, who's not adequately necessarily prepared to deal with a child full time. He's getting to know him. And so at the funeral, very sad. Arthur could not be consoled in any way, and he was just totally into himself. Nobody could reach him. But his counselor came up from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, showed up at the funeral, and as soon as Arthur saw him, he ran, jumped into his arms. Arthur opened up. He was extremely excited that, you know, now somebody had cares for him, and it was just an amazing scenario. And this just happened this past year. So Arthur is now living with his father. His father now has a steady job, and we're working with them to try to just keep him, encouraging him to do well. And it's not easy. Not when you're not used to having a kid.
You know, my father's name was Arthur, and I was thinking that when he was growing up in Coney Island section of Brooklyn on Surf Avenue, really not a great area to grow up in, but that's what he did. It was during the 1920s and 30s, and he was in street gangs, and he got in trouble. He beat up a teacher, and the choice was, now this happened in December of 1941. What do we know? December 7th, Pearl
December
Harbor.
December 7th.
So he was arrested, and they said, you have a choice, jail or the Navy. What do you want to do? And they needed people. So he took the Navy and wound up getting 2 Distinguished Flying Cross medals, 3 commendations for saving lives. Changed his life around. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Navy did it. And but he started out really a horrible, horrible life. I mean, it was terrible. And it was you know, the Depression. And, you know, one of his street gang members was Leona Helmsley. Name sound familiar?
Yes.
She was the Queen of Mean. Remember that? She was in a street gang.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's funny how these things work out. All right. It is the Royal Family Kids Camp. Here's your last chance to do it today. We want you to go to WRJN.com/bucks. WRJN.com/bucks. I want you to bid on those 4 Bucks Celtics tickets with all the VIP treatment. It's got to be over $1,200. Today's the last day to do it. Got to send some of these foster kids to camp for a week at least to let them be normal kids again. The camp is in June in Lake Geneva. And Rick and his wife, Susan, are putting this together with a lot of other volunteers, yeah, by the way, who are giving up their vacations to do this. So that's really great. Go to WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks, name, email address, and your bid. Over 1,200, all right? Thank you, Rick.
You're quite welcome.
This is very good. Very good. I'm glad you're doing this stuff. 729 WRJN. Movies next. A big movie opening up this weekend. A colossal movie. It's big. It's opening up next. Is here for Marcus Theaters on WRJN. And Brett, we got a big, big, big movie opening up today. It's big, isn't it? It's pretty big. It's somewhat big. You there, Brett?
I am here. It certainly is big.
Okay. It's a big one. It is, why don't you tell everybody what it is?
Well, that's right. Not only do we have one Titan in this one, but we have 2 and perhaps more, because it is the release of Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. Godzilla and the Almighty Kong, they have to band forces to fight a threat that's deep within their planet. It's challenging their existence. It's challenging the survival of the human race. And that's another huge primate known as the Star King that they must defeat together. Obviously, it's an action movie. Audiences have been enjoying this one. It currently has a 93% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And I would say this one, it's a fun action movie. Grab your popcorn. Have a good time with this one. We learn a bit more about Godzilla. We learn about Kong. We learn about some of their origins. And I think it's safe to say this is not going to be their last outing together, because there have been so many Godzilla and Kong movies in release. And if you want to look back at this kind of monsterverse, is what they call it, there are 5 films right now, which started out with the original Godzilla movie in 2014 and went all the way to this one, Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. But there are 5 films in kind of this series from Warner Brothers and Legendary. But both of these monsters or titans have appeared in so many movies. In fact, I was looking it up and had a couple different sources, but by the count that I saw on the internet, there are either 38 or 39 times that Godzilla has graced the big screen. And Kong has 14, and that's both animated and regular. So Godzilla is leading the pack here with 39, Kong with 14. But when you look at that, there are so many things that you can do with these characters, and I just don't think they'll ever run their course. I think we'll see a lot more of them on screen, including this weekend. So you can go check them out.
Well, Godzilla turns 70 this year because the first one was in 1954. The Japanese movie came out the year before. Then they made the Americanized version with Raymond Burr. They put inserts into the film to give it an American look, which he really didn't do anything but just look at a monitor. I mean, they just had Raymond Burr on screen. So Godzilla's been around for 70 years. Has won an Academy Award this year. This is the first Oscar after being snubbed for 70 years. He won an Oscar for his for Godzilla Minus One. And so this we had two Godzilla movies within a month or so of each other. That's a record, huh?
That's right. Two different production companies put them out. But obviously, if you haven't seen Godzilla Minus One, phenomenal movie, won a technical award at the Oscars, go check that one out. And this one's fun, too. This one is really fun. Go check this one out. Plenty of great movies on screen, including Ghostbusters that just came out, but also this one, Godzilla vs. Kong, The New Empire. Really fun movie. Go check it out. Great special effects, as you can imagine, and just a fun, great spring break movie to go see.
Now, I know a little bit about Godzilla because I grew up watching all the movies with Godzilla versus Ghidorah, Godzilla versus Rodan, Godzilla versus, I mean, all these guys. He was Ghidorah, and then it was Mechagodzilla. Now, I don't know if you remember Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla was a mechanical Godzilla that was beaten, was a created by scientists to beat Godzilla, the real Godzilla. So there was a metal Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla, and then there was Mecha Godzilla versus Godzilla 2. They had a sequel to it. And I used to watch all these. I have a lot of them on VHS, my old tapes and everything. But my favorite one is still one of the Gorgo, which was the British version of Godzilla. Remember Gorgo? Do you remember that?
I do remember him, and I also remember Mechagodzilla, who also came back twice. He came back in the last series as well. So, again, there's no end. They can just keep bringing these characters back.
And so people love it. People love to see Godzilla. And there have been so many different versions of him recently. There was one bad version a couple of years back, which didn't even look like Godzilla. It looked like a lizard in New York City. They brought him into New York. But now they're back to what the original Godzilla looked like with his radioactive breath. I gotta have that in there. And of course, King Kong from Skull Island. You know, it's funny, the original King Kong with the stop motion photography was still very good. You look at it from 1933, it still holds up pretty well when he's on top of the Empire State Building holding Fay Wray. Remember that? And the planes are shooting at him. That holds up.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. It still holds up. And you take a look at that, and people love that movie. It's a classic movie. Okay. And who'd have thought that a movie that's almost 100 years old is holding up that well?
That's right. It is almost 100 years old. You're absolutely right. Okay, now, the big news, last Friday, you wouldn't tell us what the big news was. I tried bribing him. I even went over to his office, tried to beat it out of him. He wouldn't break. I said, you know, you would be great during World War II. You wouldn't give up any secrets of the Nazis. I know you wouldn't, because you wouldn't tell me what this was. So you would be great at holding on to these secrets. So the big news last week was Star Wars, but it's bigger than that. Why don't you talk about it?
That's right. The big news was we had the opportunity to put on a marathon, which is going to happen on May 3rd, right before May 4th, for May the 4th be with you. So we had an opportunity to put on a marathon of all 9 films in the Skywalker series of Star Wars. We put that on sale. We allowed people, they're going to watch a marathon that starts at 8 o'clock at night on May 3rd and goes all the way, almost 24 hours with breaks, into Saturday, May 4th, with breakfast included. And let me tell you about it. All 2 auditoriums are sold out. They sold out rather quickly. So we're going to have a great time with a bunch of Star Wars fans on May 3rd and 4th at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield, Wisconsin. But if you didn't get a chance to see it, I mean, take a look. We're going to have news reports. We're going to have people there. We're going to post on social media. So check that out. It's going to be an amazing experience and celebration of the Star Wars series. But as I mentioned, I told you guys there was something going on at 11 a.m. So if you were quick enough to go check that out,
I did.
You may have gotten tickets to that one. So.
Now, I only saw the first Star Wars movie. I was telling Rick, I worked at a radio station in 1977 on Long Island, and they had this movie that nobody ever heard of, and they were worried that it wasn't getting enough promotion. So they hired our radio station to give away tickets and promote it, and all the DJs had to go there. And it was held at the Twin South Cinerama Theater, the big Cinerama screen. And we packed the theater by giving away tickets. And I thought it was okay. I mean, it was all right. People were coming out like it was the second coming. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe what I saw. This is, and people were just wouldn't stop talking about this in the lobby. And I'm saying, really? Did we see the same movie? I mean, it was okay. I mean, it was good. But, you know, they were just going bananas. Now, Rick, you're a big Star Wars fan, right? Or,
well, I saw the first three.
Oh, the first three or so. Okay. Yeah. And but you're not considered a Star Wars geek.
I am not. No, but you can ask me anything about the first three movies, yeah. and I thoroughly enjoyed them, and then I became a fan of, you know, Han Solo and all his other reprisals throughout the years.
You know, I remember when what was the Luke Skywalker? What was that guy's the actor's name? Do you remember?
Mark Hamill.
Okay, right after Star Wars, he made a movie called Corvette Summer. Do you remember that movie, Brett?
Well, I remember it didn't do that well, but yes, he was in it, yes.
And here's what the ad said. The only movie good enough to follow Star Wars, Corvette Summer. What a nerve putting that out there like that. I mean, I saw the movie. Turner Classic Movies runs it occasionally, and I saw it. The only movie good enough to follow Star Wars, and he was on TV promoting Corvette Summer as like, you know, I was looking for another project after Star Wars to equal Star Wars, and I took a grabbed Corvette Summer. Really? About a guy going around America in a Corvette? That's the movie that you followed Star Wars with? Oh, well. So this is big, and there's going to be, well, it's already sold out, so people can't get into it. So the breakfast buffet will be in the lobby, 24 hours.
That's exactly right.
So you better get a good...
With the runtime, it's over 18, but we have breaks in there. We have breakfast breaks. We have things like that. But there'll be plenty of activities for people. And let me tell you, if you weren't able to get into the marathon, they are going to re-release The Phantom Menace on May 3rd as well. So if you weren't into the investment, which is over 24 hours or about 24 hours, you can go see The Phantom Menace, which is episode 1. Disney and Lucasfilms are re-releasing that on May 3rd. And that would be a great opportunity to see that movie on the big screen. And you could just take in one of those Star movies and know that you're covered for the May the 4th weekend.
You know, when I was just got married back in 1976, there was a theater near us called the Uniondale Mini Cinema. It was a tiny little theater. But they ran at midnight. They ran the Rocky Horror Picture Show, all those kind of things. And one night they ran an overnight thing. You came in at midnight and you stayed till 8 a.m., they ran some of the worst movies, and we went for an all-night thing, and they served breakfast in the morning in the lobby. And it was Zachariah, the first electric Western with John Rubenstein. Do you remember that, Brett? Zachariah?
I don't remember that one, no.
Zachariah, Easy Rider, and Alice's Restaurant. And there was one other film, I can't remember what it was, but it was not a big movie. But they ran all those movies together. And I went there, and we saw it. But, you know, those were the hippie days where you sat there in a theater, and they serve breakfast, you know, Danish and coffee in the morning, whatever. But it was kind of fun. Yeah, they used to do that. We went to all their midnight movies. Remember the midnight? They do midnight movies anymore, anywhere that you know of?
Very rarely. You know, what they started doing now is they started releasing most movies on Thursday nights just at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
So very rarely we see a midnight movie anymore.
Yeah, I used to have fun going to the movies late at night at midnight. Of course, I was like, you know, 20 years old, so I kind of liked it. All right, so we got Godzilla X Kong opening up today, and we've got the big Star Wars night coming up on, well, by the way, what time does that start at night? Just out of curiosity, on May 4th.
Well, on May 5th, it starts at 8 o'clock at night and runs to just about that time the next day. So it's a full 24 hours, and thank goodness for a very comfortable Dream Lounge recliners to take a nap in.
That's right. You got the... Now, you had to get employees working all night, too.
Yeah, that's right. There's a big crew that puts this on. There's a promotions crew. There's the food and beverage crew.
Oh, really?
There's the normal operations staff. So it takes a lot of people and a lot of different shifts to put this on. Obviously, we're excited to do this. We're excited to bring people in. And even if you didn't get a ticket, I'd encourage you coming out because we've got a ton of different displays. We're going to revise the bar area into a Star Wars cantina. There's so many things that are going on. So even if you didn't get a ticket to the marathon, come on out during the weekend, see the Phantom Menace, and check out all the displays and things we have on board for this one.
Do you know here in Racine, whenever there's a parade, a Christmas parade, 4th of July parade, they have the Star Wars stormtroopers in the parade. Have you ever seen them, Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a group, and they dressed up in all the Star Wars regalia. They look just like the stormtroopers. And, you know, I always said nothing says celebrate the birth of Jesus like Star Wars stormtroopers coming down Main Street. But there are these people, and I would imagine they're going to get dressed up in their Star Wars outfits with the little buns on this. The women will have the buns on the side of their head like Carrie Fisher had in the movie. So I can imagine that going on because when I went, you guys had an all-day Lucy thing once. We showed like 5 Color Lucy episodes. And my wife brought her Lucy pocketbook. We had Lucy blankets. Everybody had Lucy stuff on that day. So I can imagine what that place is going to look like. You're going to take pictures, right? You're going to share them with us?
It's going to be amazing. We're going to have cosplay and costume contests. So, yes, you're going to see a lot of people dressed up and having a great time.
Okay, so we got the new Ghostbusters movie in theaters right now. We've got Godzilla Kong. What else is coming up the week after? Do we have another big movie coming out?
Yeah, there's a ton of good stuff coming out. When you look at what's on sale, we talked yet last week about The Fall Guy also coming out on May 3rd. That's coming out, so that should be an excellent picture.
By the way, I meant to tell you, you were a big fan of the movie Dune 2. Steven Spielberg came out, and as a matter of fact, I have it right here, the quote. Hold on, let me get the quote. This is from Steven Spielberg. He said, Dune 2... Part 2 is the most brilliant science fiction film he's ever seen in his life. And he says Timothy Chalamet riding a sandworm is, I quote now, one of the best, greatest scenes I've ever seen in movies. That's Steven Spielberg. Wow. This guy, out of all the movies Steven Spielberg's made, he said Dune 2 is the best science fiction film he's ever seen. If that isn't a testimonial. So Dune 2 is still playing Ghostbusters, and you've got... Godzilla X Kong and the Star Wars May 4th, but that's sold out. And that's only at a handful of theaters in America, too.
That's right. Only in a few, only 13 in the country. So we've got a ton there. Lots of movies to go see. And Kung Fu Panda 4 is out there for the kids on spring break. So much to see at the movies. Go check it out.
All right. Hey, Brett, we'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks a lot, my friend.
We'll see you then.
Bye-bye. And Rick, thanks a lot for stopping by. I do appreciate it today. See, you learn so much when you come to this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think you do, but you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's sports with Mike Clemens right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. WRJN Radio, our sports guy, the sports dude, Mike Clemens is here. And good morning on this Good Friday, Mike. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Good Friday to everybody. Happy Easter this weekend. Going to be a long, long morning, though, for the Bucks. They lost again last night.
And by the way, real quickly here, we're giving away Bucks Celtics tickets, VIP tickets. You get to sit in row 2. 4 seats, VIP treatment and everything for the Royal Family Kids Camp. I want people to know these 4 tickets, today's the last day. You can bid on them at WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. The high bid is $1,200, so you got to bid that. WRJN.com/Bucks. Okay, go ahead. I want to get it one more time.
Couldn't be a better matchup.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the team that the Bucks have got to beat if they're, you know, going to represent the Eastern Conference and get in the finals. And, you know, they've struggled with Boston. Boston is really good and has been a top, has had the lead in the Eastern Conference. Last night, the Bucks were in New Orleans, and they faced a Pelicans team that basically they boxed out the Bucks from the paint. You know, from underneath the basket, forced them to shoot from outside, didn't work out, and they ended up losing 107 to 100 last night. It was a very interesting game.
And I forgot what to say. Oh, I know you got a list of things here, but I want to get this in because I don't want people to forget. It's opening day take two for the Brewers today. They'll be in.
It was weird. They called it off early on Wednesday because the forecast said 100% chance of rain all day. And, you know, all the fans would be standing out there all day at the Mets Stadium in New York. You know what, though? The Brewers didn't actually put out a press release. So, there wasn't a real good job out there in letting everybody know that, hey, you know, we're not going to play Thursday. We're going to play on Friday instead. So, yeah, they've got their game coming up today. Hey, I want to tell you a quick Buck story.
Okay.
They don't always let us in the locker room. They usually bring the players out now, you know, past COVID, for press conferences. But they were so happy Sunday night when they had such a good game against the Thunder, and they just sort of moved things along. Say, hey, just come on back to the locker room. So it was great. I mean, we got to talk to everybody, Bobby Portis, to Dame Lillard, who's such an interesting guy. And while we're standing there talking to these different players, Chris Middleton, the veteran, over in the corner, there's Giannis sitting in front of his locker, and his knees are still taped up. You know, it's not uncommon to see Giannis with both knees with bags of ice on them and wrapped up in this, like, you know, elastic tape, and both feet in buckets of ice-cold water. I mean, chunks of ice in there to get the swelling down in the ankles. So he's got both knees wrapped up with ice, both ankles soaking in water. And while we're talking to these other players, it's just kind of going on and on. Then all of a sudden, about 20 minutes into the locker room, you hear a phone alarm go off, and it's Giannis. And it's like, okay, it's time. So he was done. So he turned off his alarm on his phone. He got out these big scissors, cut off the ice bags on the knees, and got his feet out of the cold water and dried them off, put on some socks, and then he was ready to talk. But I realized none of these other guys were soaking their knees. So that's how crazy committed Giannis Antetokounmpo is. It's not like he's got problems with those things. All those guys probably should be doing the same thing. But, you know, when the trainer says, Giannis, the best thing to keep the swelling down and get you ready for the next game is, you know, ice down for 20 minutes after every game, that's what he does. That's why he's such a dedicated player.
Let's talk about Marquette University.
Yeah, Marquette. They're advanced. They're in the Sweet 16, and they're taking on a team called NC State today. The tip-off time is at 6:09. One thing that really made the difference for Marquette to win their first two games, as opposed to the Badgers being one and done, is Tyler Kolick, a guy who had an oblique muscle injury a few weeks ago, was able to come back. So he was able to lead his team. The Golden Eagles are favored to win this one tonight, but this will be another tough physical team for them to get past tonight.
Then we've got the Packers at the NFL meetings this week.
Yeah, they decided to change the kickoffs, and they're going to look really, really strange. They're borrowing a play from the XFL, which is odd, but, you know, instead of the kicker and all of his, 10 guys next to him all lining up on the same line where the ball is, this is just bizarre. The receiving team will be lined up with, and they can't spread guys out anymore. They're all standing on the same line, like I think the 35-yard line, and the receiver's standing behind them. Now, the kicker, he's way back there at the end of the field, on the opposite side of the field, by himself, and all of his defenders are standing 10 yards away from the receiving team's blockers. So they're all bunched down, you know, around the 30 or so. And this is what they're going to do. And Mark Murphy, the Packers president, he voted against it. It won, I think it won something like 28-3 or something like that, 29-3. And the Packers were one of the teams that voted against it. And he said, you know, I just thought that I know they're trying to make kickoffs safer, but maybe we should just do it on a trial basis, like during the preseason or something, see how it works. But no, they're putting in for this year, the entire season, is they're going to have these weird-looking kickoffs, but they hope that adds to player safety.
Okay, just a quick review. Today, opening day, take two. The Brewers will play the Mets in Queens, New York at Citi Field. The game will be held 12:05. You can hear the game 12:05 right here on WRJN Radio. We have somebody, right. I don't have the sports schedule in front of you, but we have tons of sports playing this Easter weekend as well. And it's a lot for you to cover, my friend. You're going to be.
I know. I'll be as busy as the Easter Bunny, hopping around from one sport to another one. Okay. Yeah, but, it's great, and there's always great stories to tell from these teams.
Yeah. All right. Mike Clemens, I'll see you next Friday, my friend. Have a nice Easter.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye now. All righty. Have yourself a great weekend yourself. All right, I'm Don Rosen, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. I'll catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock. Yeah, I think we have Pete Schwabba on Monday is going to join us on the air here. That should be fun, talking showbiz with Pete Schwabba. To all my guests this week and to everybody at Civic Media, thank you very much. Have a nice Easter, all right?